here's Dr. John Coben with today's Liberty Minutes on TRN, the Tyranny Response Network.
Ever wonder why many of today's conservatives seem like leftists? Perhaps they have a closer relation than you think. This is Dr. John Coben with Liberty Minutes. Conservatism has reached a crisis point, at least insofar as its representation in the Republican Party is concerned. Pat Buchanan predicts that a civil war will break out within its ranks, and Samuel Francis said in a recent column that the impact of Bush on American conservatism has been a disaster. And as usual, us right-wing libertarians, or Jeffersonian radicals, simply grin and bear it all. Also weighing in is neoconservative David Brooks, writing in the August 29, 2004 New York Times magazine, How to Reinvent the GOP. He argues that the libertarian-conservative alliance against big government and favoring freer markets of Ronald Reagan, Barry Goldwater, and Calvin Coolidge is now passé. Socialism has been defeated and considerable decentralization has been accomplished. As Brooks says, socialism has stopped its march. Now almost every leading politician accepts that government should not interfere with the basic mechanisms of the market system. On the other hand, almost every leading official acknowledges that we should have as much of a welfare state as we can afford. Now the debate over the role of the state takes place within much narrower parameters. Compassionate conservatism is also waning as a key theory. In its place, Brooks says, we have neither big government nor small government. Instead, under Bush, we have strong government, carefully limited but also strong and active. Brooks argues that now that the leftist bogeyman is gone, whether in Berlin Walls abroad or FDR welfareists at home, Republicans need to return to their roots. To maintain their majority rule for years to come, they must adopt the paradigm marked by Alexander Hamilton, Henry Clay, Daniel Webster, Abraham Lincoln, and Teddy Roosevelt. These men believed in using government to enhance the market mechanism and dynamism by fostering more equitable competition. Public works or infrastructure projects, expansion of bank credit through the central bank, financing scientific development, and other internal improvements are examples of what strong government should do. Such thinking epitomizes the Clay-Hamilton-Lincoln cult. What Brooks notes is the third brand of conservatism, which has been dormant until recently. The great political historian and theorist Albert J. Nock describes this sort of state as the merchant state, which at least in America has always had helping business as its foremost goal. As Brooks comments, individuals would be held responsible for their own behavior, but government would do what it could to open up opportunities so that people would have second, third, and fourth chances to succeed. Tyrannical governments are no longer a problem, but rather failed governments that do not sufficiently help business. Successful governments, alternatively, improve incomes, alter culture in a way that helps families, and improve labor force skills. Highlights of this revitalized brand of conservatism include improving the perceived integrity of government, spawning an energy revolution to better utilize technology and resources, and bolstering national service programs for citizens that briefly turn the focus off of self-interest in favor of the public interest. So what's the problem with the Clay, Hamilton, Lincoln, Bush cult? In a word, socialism. The cult paradigm presumes that the market fails to provide business the opportunities it needs to succeed, and thus the state steps in to help business. The presumption is that the state is able to fix the market's failure, that it will have the requisite social knowledge to do so, and that the state's bureaucrats will work honestly in the public interest to do what is right. However, each of these premises is debatable theoretically and have been on many occasions rebutted empirically. Like most American presidents over the last 70 years, George W. Bush is simply another socialist who believes that he can improve on what the market provides through using proactive public policy. Sure, his social programs and programs to help business will not be as egregious as those of totalitarian socialists like Stalin, Mao, or in smaller nations of the past. But other than being on a smaller scale, there is little difference. The new brand of conservatism will further erode and undermine the Jeffersonian ideals that launched our great nation, creating a benefactor state instead of one that merely protects its citizens from predators. Indeed, conservatism is going to have to make a turn for the worse. And George W. Bush is about to lead conservatives to the left, just as our country was betrayed by the likes of Hamilton and Lincoln. And this has been Dr. John Coben with Liberty Minutes. Be sure to visit our website at www.policyofliberty.net.